Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. We've got a pretty good looking morning here. We've got some volume northbound on the Alex Fraser, westbound over the Portman, counterflow in, no major delays at the tunnel, and only problem we have is a crash in Abbotsford, George Ferguson Way, and Gladwin Road. Now until Wednesday, visit Shoppers Drug Mart for the bonus redemption event and get more for your points. Offer valid in-store and online. Weather is brought to you by Choices Market. Choices Market has been awarded Organic Retailer of the Year by the Canada Organic Trade Association. Thank you for trusting Choices with your organic shopping needs. We've got sunshine ahead today and wind. The high will be 22 at the water. Right now, 12 degrees.
Move 103.5, so what you need to know. Here's Aaron Davis.
Vancouver City Council made a sudden decision yesterday to host a Lapu Lapu Day memorial event at Rogers Arena this month. However, following Council's unanimous decision to support the event, Filipino BC said that while they had been informed there would be a large-scale event in June, no impacted families had been consulted. Filipino BC says, "We believe the City of Vancouver should prioritize emergency recovery funding." Some economists expected the Bank of Canada rate to keep its interest rate at 2.75% today, and that's exactly what happened. Tariffs on imports of steel and aluminum to the United States have increased 50%. U.S. President Donald Trump followed through on his plans to double the duties after saying it was necessary to protect national security and industries in his country. Prime Minister Mark Carney says the tariffs are both unlawful and unjustified. And we've got hockey tonight. The Oilers host the Panthers in Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 103.5, and iHeart Radio Station.
Real friends, real fun.
And Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
$1,000 minute ahead at 7:35, the first play of the day. The answer to question one, the water spout. The water spout. It could help you save some time and win you money. 7:35 with the $1,000 minute.
Coming up before that, though, we will do a round of Wheel of Games. Up for grabs a four-pack of tickets to see the BC Lions home opener. And at that home opener, Snoop Dogg is performing the kickoff concert, plus $100 to spend at the BC Lions team store. Wheel of Games on the way. First, it's Lauryn Hill.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you,
baby.
You be like heaven to touch.
Huh.
I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive.
Yeah.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just so good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
conspiracy.
It is time to spin the most beloved wheel in Vancouver, the Wheel of Games.
So it's very easy. You call in and then you spin the virtual wheel, and whatever game it lands on, you play to win a 4-pack of tickets to see the BC Lions. It's their opening game, and that means there's a concert kickoff. And Snoop Dogg is the performer, plus $100 to spend at the team's store. So... who wants to spin the wheel? Drew, I feel like you want to like...
you want to spin the wheel.
Pump it
I
up.
Know you.
Pump it up.
I know you want to spin that wheel. Call us right now if you do. 604-280-1035. We'll start with caller 25 to spin the wheel of games after Benson Boone on Move.
I'm sorry I'm here for someone else, but it's good to see your face. And I really hope you're doing well. I hope you're doing well.
This time from the BC Lions, a 4-pack of tickets, not just a pair, a 4-pack of tickets to see the Lions in their home opener on Saturday against Edmonton. Snoop Dogg and the concert kickoff, of course, and a $100 gift card to the BC Lions team store. Good morning, Lisette.
Oh, good morning.
Okay, so Lisette, you're up first. We're going to get you to spin the wheel, whatever game it lands on. That's what you're going to play. Have you heard us play Wheel of Games before?
Actually, I haven't.
Okay, well, it's interesting. So, well, let's see what game it's been it lands on, and then we'll explain the game.
Yeah, we'll see. There's a bunch of games up on the wheel. Are you ready to spin the wheel, Lisette?
Okay, yeah,
let's
I know.
Lean into it and spin the wheel. What game is going to come up for Lisette to play this morning to win some awesome prizes?
Today's game is 5 and 10.
Hmm, 5 and 10. So we'll give you the category. And then you have to name 5 things in 10 seconds that fit that category, Lisette.
Okay, I'll try.
Any questions?
Topic? What is the topic?
We're going to give it to you right now.
That's an excellent question, Lizette. Right.
So
you're asking good questions. Yeah. Let's hope you give good answers.
All right, so we'll give you the topic. 5 things in 10 seconds after I name the topic. The topic is name 5 positions on a football team. Go.
Quarterback. Wing.
No.
No.
Quarterback.
We got quarterback.
Running back, receiver, tight end.
Oh,
receiver.
Right. I don't know football that well.
Whoever in your in the background was doing a valiant effort at helping you out, but a winger is a hockey player, not a football player.
Maybe they thought it was hockey.
Lizette, have a great day. Thanks so much for listening. Steven, you're up next. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Steven, so it's the same game, but it's a different category, okay?
Okay.
So your category is name 5 rappers other than Snoop Dogg.
Go.
Five?
Yeah. Yep. 5.
Eminem.
One.
That's one.
There you go. Yep.
We're on a hot streak of one correct response for 2 players in a row. Steven, thanks for giving it a try. Ozzy's in Pitt Meadows this morning. Hi, Ozzy.
Hi.
All right, so it is the same game. We give you the category. You named 5 things in 10 seconds. All right. So flag football debuts as an Olympic sport in 2028. So name 5 other summer Olympic sports.
Go.
Swimming. Boxing.
Yeah.
Archery. Badminton.
Yeah, you ran out of time there and said some bad words.
Okay. So, oh my gosh.
Sorry, Ozzy. Thanks for giving it a go here. Hi. Good morning. Move 103.5. What's your name?
Ingrid.
So Ingrid will give you a different 5 and 10 category. 10 seconds to name 5 things. Okay.
You got it.
Ingrid, name 5 professional football players.
Past or present. Go.
Travis Kelce. Patrick Mahomes.
And we're out of time.
Oh, 5 and 10 is a hard game.
It's a hard one. A hard one. Okay, we'll do one last one here, and then we'll reset the phone line. Cheryl, it's you or bust here this morning here, at least for this round of 5 and 10. Are you ready? You're going to do better.
I am ready.
You're going to do better. You're going
to
nail this.
All right, you have to. We're running out of time.
Yeah, the world depends on you.
All right. Name 5 movies about sports.
Go.
The Blind Side. Oh, God. This is hard.
And we're back to one correct response. I hate this game.
Oh, we got to take this game
off. Why do we continue to have this stupid game on the wheel?
Yeah. I don't know. I think we need to revisit this game on the wheel.
We might have to. But what we're going to do is, because we're gluttons for punishment, we're going to soldier on and try again. Or either that, or we get people to spin the wheel again or give out the tickets a different way. Let's restock and reset, and we'll do that during the break. And then keep your calls coming, though. 604-280-1035. We've got this 4-pack of tickets to give away, and we'll give them away somehow, some way next.
With Virgin Plus, you get an affordable phone plan and member benefit discounts on food, fashion, and entertainment, which means your life gets...
This meal is delicious.
And...
Love that I'm out shopping more.
And...
This concert rules!
And even...
What was I even doing with my life before signing up with Virgin Plus and getting to do all this fun stuff?
And who doesn't want that? Get plans starting from $29 a month when you bring your own phone with Virgin Plus. Obviously. Includes auto pay credit. Conditions apply. Visit a Virgin Plus store or virginplus.ca for details.
Squinting through bright days? That's a no. Struggling with glare? Also, no. What about sunglasses over regular glasses? Big no. But prescription sunglasses from Pearle Vision? That's a huge yes. They're a must-have for enjoying the sun in style. Choose from designer frames like Ralph Lauren, Coach, Michael Kors, and more. Arrange an eye exam at pearlvision.ca and get 40% off lenses. Some restrictions and exclusions may apply. See participating stores for details.
Hey, this is Ruby Carr, the host of the podcast Encore. Do you find yourself singing Shania Twain's Man, I Feel Like a Woman every time you do karaoke with your friends? You're not alone. Billboard has named that song the number one karaoke hit of all time. Tune into Encore, the stories behind the songs you love, for the unbelievable story of Canada's own Shania Twain and Man, I Feel Like a Woman. Listen to Encore on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts for that and more stories behind all the songs you love.
Only Crave brings you the next great animated series for adults. An outrageous half-hour comedy with the heroes we need now more than ever. Canadian superheroes.
Canadian superheroes?
Yes, Canadian superheroes. Starring Canadian legends Kobe Smulders.
You just pissed off the wrong maple tree.
And Will Arnett.
Super Team Canada, let's roll.
Super Team Canada, new series, stream now. Only on Crave. Proudly Canadian, eh?
Squinting through bright days? That's a no. Struggling with glare? Also, no. What about sunglasses over regular glasses? Big no. But prescription sunglasses from Pearle Vision? That's a huge yes. They're a must-have for enjoying the sun in style. Choose from designer frames like Ralph Lauren, Coach, Michael Kors, and more. Arrange an eye exam at pearlvision.ca and get 40% off lenses. Some restrictions and exclusions may apply. See participating stores for details.
The Mix and Match event is on at Sleep Country. That's good news if you're looking for a mattress that's a little firmer, plushier, cozier, cooler, or a pillow that truly matches your vibe, your tastes, your needs, your sleep. Everyone's sleeping needs are unique, so it's time to get mixing and matching. During our Mix and Match event, get up to 20% off almost everything. Hurry, it's for a limited time only. Speak to a sleep expert for details only at Sleep Country. Proudly Canadian for over 30 years.
Hey, so what did you want to talk about?
Well, I want to tell you about Wegovy.
Wegovy?
Yeah, Wegovy.
What about it?
On second thought, I might not be the right person to tell you.
Oh, you're not?
No, just ask your doctor about Wegovy. Yeah, ask for it by name.
Okay, so why did you bring me to the circus?
Oh, I'm really into lion tamers. You know, with the chair and everything.
Ask your doctor for Wegovy by name. Visit Wegovy.ca for savings. Exclusions may apply.
Time now for a Move 103.5 Health Minute.
Joining us again is Ramon Salinas, Regional Director for Chambers Plan Employee Benefits. Ramon, let's talk about one of the features you mentioned before, long-term disability. Why is this so important?
Well, the long-term disability benefit is important because this is the benefit that's going to provide employees with a monthly income if they have to go off work due to an accident or illness. And in most cases, that income will be tax-free.
And how long is long-term? How long does the coverage last?
Chambers Plan offers three levels of long-term disability. One is a two-year benefit. We have another one that'll last for 5 years and another one that'll go right up until age 65. So we can customize that benefit to fit the needs and budget of your company.
Thanks for the info, Ramon. If you want to learn more about this or other Chambers Plan features, visit chamberplan.ca.
This was a Move 103.5 Health Minute.
It's more than just health and dental. Think of it as a complete toolkit for your business. It's the Chambers of Commerce Group Insurance Plan, where add-ons like legal advice, accounting tips, HR expertise, and more are all included in your plan. Plus, you're pooled with thousands of other Canadian businesses, so rates remain stable no matter what. Chambers Plan, more than just employee benefits. It's a full-on business toolkit. Get started at chamberplan.ca.
Here's Mike from You Move Me with another customer review.
We really enjoyed reading this one from Mark in Vancouver. Excellent crew, great communication, thoughtful packing, and they knew how to organize items efficiently in the pod. Even offered to pick us up a coffee. Thanks for choosing You Move Me, Mark. We believe mornings are better with coffee.
There are nearly 3,000 You Move Me reviews you can read online anytime. See why You Move Me is the home of your best move ever. YouMoveMe.com.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. It's for BC One Call. Remember to click or call before you dig. Visit bconecall.ca to find out what's below. In Burnaby, a crash Highway 1 westbound after Willingdon. Only the HOV lane is getting by now. A crash in Abbotsford, George Ferguson Way, and Gladwin Road. Now until Wednesday, visit Shoppers Drug Mart for the bonus redemption event and get more for your points. Offer valid in-store and online. We've got sunshine ahead today. Just another beautiful day. The high will be 22. Right now, 13 degrees.
So we've got a four-pack of tickets to the Lions home opener. It includes tickets, of course, to see the concert kickoff with Snoop Dogg and a $100 gift card to the Lions team store. Our Wheel of Games came up on 5 and 10 this morning, and that was proving to be quite challenging.
Yes. So, it is a very hard game, apparently.
At least today, we'll reevaluate and stuff, but we want to give these tickets away. We don't want to keep playing the same game over and over again. That might not be exciting for you. So we'll just give them away a different way, a quick and easy way here this morning.
This opens it up to everybody. So basically, text in right now your name and your neighborhood to 103535. We will award the four-pack of tickets and then the $100 to go to the team store to the 25th texter. Again, your name and your neighborhood to 103535.
Jessica, it's the Nat and Drew Show at Move 103.5 calling.
Oh, hi!
Yay, Jessica, guess what? You don't have to play 5 and 10, and you've instantly won tickets to see the BC Lions and Snoop Dogg
so
on Saturday.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. We love you guys.
You're welcome, Jessica. We'll have more tickets to give away tomorrow morning just after 7 o'clock. The Stanley Cup Finals get underway tonight.
What's trending?
And the Edmonton Oilers will once again have a chance to break the long drought of Canadian teams winning the Cup as the rematch of last year's finals gets underway tonight in Edmonton. If you're under the age of 32, a Canadian team has not won the Cup in your lifetime.
Wow.
Which is wild. Wow. June 9th, 1993 is the day the Montreal Canadiens won Lord Stanley's Cup. The number one song in Canada on that day. Janet Jackson, That's the Way Love Goes. The number one movie in Canada that day.
I got you. You're not gonna die.
Sylvester Stallone's Cliffhanger.
Oh, okay. I was like, what movie is that?
Me too.
And since then, Quebec City has lost its NHL team, Montreal lost its baseball team, and Vancouver received and lost its basketball team. So it's been a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of stuff has happened in the intervening years. Let's get this thing back. And according to a new poll, of course, more Canadians rooting for the Oilers right now, heading into tonight's game one, than they are the Florida Panthers. Surprise.
Which makes sense. I think probably in most years it makes sense, but in this year in particular, it makes sense.
There are the hardcore Canucks fans that have a hard time getting over the rivalry between the Canucks and the Oilers, and are just, you know, cannot not hate that team.
I think, like, get over that. Like, aren't we not even really rivals with the Edmonton Oilers? Isn't, like, Edmonton and Calgary more of a rivalry? Mm-hmm. And we're just kind of like the
Gretzky years. All that, you know, for BC and Alberta, it was pretty hot.
Western Canadian rivalry.
It
you want to be the
hot.
Best in the West.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've had to, you know, the only sports jersey I've ever had my whole life is a Canucks jersey. And I've had to kind of, you know, at the beginning I was like, I'm not going to root for the Oilers. And now I'm like, go Oilers, go.
Yeah. I'll go. That's all right. We'll see if we can get you more enthusiastic as the series rolls along. Arnold Schwarzenegger had a pretty interesting reaction to his son Patrick's full frontal nudity in White Lotus. The two sat down to do a chat on acting for Variety, and this is what Arnold had to say about Patrick's nudity.
I'm watching your show, and I'm watching you with your butt sticking out there. And all of a sudden, I see the weenie, and I said to myself, what is going on here? I mean, this is crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
Nothing like
not the weenie!
Adult dad is talking about your adult weenie. Like Arnold went on to say in the interview, he's like, you know, like, I get it. You're kind of following my footsteps. Like, you know, he did nudity as well for Conan and Terminator. The difference was you only ever saw Arnold's butt. So it's the weenie.
Full frontal, male full frontal is, relatively recent. It's a relatively recent development in entertainment.
And this is so
mainstream entertainment.
Yeah. And it's so crazy because, and maybe, you know, I would never say this to Patrick Schwarzenegger's face, but I don't remember his weenie in White Lotus.
Oh.
I remember Jason Isaacs when he was sitting down and he had his robe on and he did, like, uncrossed his legs or whatever. I remember that scene, but I don't remember. So, which I think is probably pretty offensive that you don't, if you don't remember it, right?
When you're the second most memorable weenie in the series.
And there are only two weenies.
Yeah. You're the least memorable weenie in the series.
What's trending? Move 103.5.
touch. I faded off this touch. You don't need a lonely night, so baby I can make it right. You just gotta let me try to give you what you want. You've been scared of love and what it did to you. You don't have to run, I know what you can do. Just a simple touch and it can set you free. We don't have to run.
Best variety, Move 103.5. Good morning, it's the Nat and Drew Show. Time to play the $1,000 Minute. We do it twice a day, 7:35 and 9:35. If you want to call in, now's the time to play.
We're caller 25 looking for you, 604-280-1035. We'll play right after Luke Calla on Move.
How sweet.
Thank you. You had your chance, but you blew it. Thought you buried me, but I'm alive and living my best life.
Yes.
Tell me, how's it feel?
Huh?
Yeah, I was hot then, but I'm even hotter now.
Oh, so many people, so many families counting down to summer vacation time with good reason. Maria, you've got a European adventure planned for this summer. Where are you and the family off to?
I think they're going to go to Slovakia.
Oh, lovely. And are you going to visit family and stay for quite a while, or what's the plan?
Yes, well, we're thinking like maybe 5-6 weeks.
Oh,
fantastic.
That's so nice.
Maybe just 5 or 6 weeks.
Yeah. Are the kids so excited to be almost done school?
Pardon me, sorry.
Are the kids super excited to be almost done school?
Yes, of course. They are. They're counting down the days.
No kidding. Okay. Let's get you $1,000, some spending money for your vacation. 1 minute on the clock. We'll ask you 10 questions. All 10 right, $1,000. If not, $10 for each correct answer. If you don't know something, say pass, and we'll come back to it if there's time.
Okay.
Good luck, Maria. Here we go. Deep breath. I know you got the kids in the car listening closely to the questions to try to help you out. Let's go, team. $1,000 minute starts now. What, in the nursery rhyme, did the itsy bitsy spider climb up?
The wall.
Which team in the Stanley Cup Finals does West Vancouver's Sam Reinhart play for?
Oh, pass.
Kiefer Sutherland played Jack Bauer on what TV show?
Oh, pass.
Samosas, gyozas, and pierogies are all types of what food?
Dumplings.
What is 62 minus 8?
56.
It's Angelina Jolie's birthday. She's the voice of Master Tigress in what animated movie series?
Oh my gosh, pass.
What kind of board marked with the Latin alphabet includes a piece that's powered by spirits?
Pass.
What was the name of the crime family in the Godfather movies?
Oh my gosh. Gordy Gambino?
What bridge connects Maple Ridge and Pitt Meadows to Langley?
Oh my gosh, Golden's Ears. I'll take it every day.
Yes, yes, after the buzzer, but that is correct, Golden Ears. I think you've got, there's a bit of a delay there, so you're listening to us, and then there's
the radio's on in the background, so your kids can hear the questions and such.
Yeah, some of that might have thrown you a little bit, Maria. So not a lot of money, but a good effort. The itsy bitsy spider in the nursery rhyme went up the water spout.
Oh my gosh, that's right.
Sam Reinhart plays for the Florida Panthers. He is from West Vancouver, but he is playing for Florida. Kiefer Sutherland played Jack Bauer on the TV show 24. You do know your food, so some money there. 62 minus 8 is 54. Angelina Jolie voiced Master Tigress in Kung Fu Panda. The Ouija board is the game that we were looking for. I love that you gave the name of real-life crime families. Gotti, Gambinos.
Yeah.
It's the Corleone family from the Godfather movies, and that's as far as we got.
Golden Ears just a little too late. $10 for you. Your next coffee's on us. There we go.
The Nat Andrews
Thank
Show.
You.
On Move 103.5.
So fun, Maria. Thank you for listening. Safe travels. Have a great trip this summer. Oh, we'd like to get you some spending money, too. Enough for a coffee or maybe even more. We'll play the $1,000 Minute next at 9:35 this morning. It's powered by Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
Coming up just after 8 o'clock, we have tickets to see Shawn Mendes. That's on the way at 8:05. Before that, it's Wednesday. It's a Would You Rather Wednesday. Play along on our Instagram stories, and we'll get into some weirdness before 8.
It's so embarrassing when everyone's talking about the HBO original The White Lotus, but you haven't watched it because you don't have Crave. And they ask you who your favorite character is, and you say, White Lotus? And then they tell you, That's the name of the hotel.
Switch your phone plan to Bell and get Crave on Us and start streaming The White Lotus, all on Canada's fastest 5G plus network. Available on select phone plans when you bring your own phone. Visit a Bell store or bell.ca/rateplans for details. Bell, mobile plans just got better.
Shake that thing, Miss Canna Canna. Hey, I'm Ruby Carr, host of the podcast Encore. This week is the story behind Sean Paul's Get Busy. You know the song that gives you the feeling of the best basement party you've ever been to?
I want kids out there to feel like, yo, I've been to that party, I've been there, that's me.
Did you know that the video was shot in suburban Ontario? They specifically wanted the vibes of a hot party in the cold Canadian winter. It's the story behind Sean Paul's Get Busy this week on Encore. Listen on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crave is your destination for the summer's hottest reality series. Love Island USA is back. And so is host and fan favorite Ariana Madix.
Safe to say this season's looking pretty good.
Don't miss the cultural phenomenon critics call must-see TV. Love Island USA. New season. Stream now. Subscribe at crave.ca. Crave. Proudly Canadian.
Imagine a home where your morning commute is just a short walk to the SkyTrain, where your little one's daycare is right on site, and your evenings spent on your rooftop patio or enjoying club-style amenities just steps from your front door. Welcome to Atlin at Clayton Crest, a new kind of community where convenience meets comfort. And the best part? Homes start from just $299,990. But at this price, they won't last. Visit atlincondos.ca and step in to redefine connected living.
Get unlimited grocery delivery with PC Express Pass. Meal prep? Delivered. Snacks? Delivered. Fresh fruit? Delivered. Grocery delivery? On repeat for just $2.50 a month. Learn more at PCExpress.ca.
Big announcement coming, everybody! Big announcement!
Get ready. The Trailer Park Boys are now on Crave.
It's going to be wicked.
We are partying tonight.
I am pumped.
All 12 seasons of the iconic Canadian series.
Promise me you'll use some sense of decorum on the TV.
Boss, what are you worried about? Of course they use decorum on the TV.
Julian, Ricky, Bubbles, and the rest of the Sunnyvale gang are all here.
Decent.
Trailer Park Boys. Stream now on Crave. Proudly Canadian. Subscribe at crave.ca.
He could afford regular furniture, but what he wanted was extraordinary ROVE.
Ridiculously overpriced. Very expensive.
He wanted high-quality designer furniture, a Ferrari for the price of a Ford.
I searched for designer furniture factories for the most famous retailers on earth.
No one else wanted to travel 10,000 kilometers from home, so he went himself.
My name is Mike. They tell me I love adventure.
Mike got on an airplane, flew overseas, and found the factory.
After getting to know me, they let me buy direct from the factory.
Mike created a membership program and built a website so you can get what he got.
High quality designer furniture direct from the manufacturer.
Designer furniture direct from the factory. You're going to save thousands of dollars. Go to XROVE.ca. That's XROVE.ca.
XROVE.ca. XROVE.ca. I'll see you there.
Everyone I meet has the same question.
What's the question?
What will the tariffs do to the price of engagement rings?
I can answer that one.
Please do.
Those tariffs will have zero impact on the prices of Spence.
Zero? How did we escape it?
We pay Canadian workers to manufacture all our engagement rings right here in Canada. Always have, always will.
Our state-of-the-art manufacturing facilities are superior to what you'll find in any other country.
And the people who work in our Canadian facilities are superior as well.
Hell yes!
If we ever need to buy anything that is subject to a tariff, Michael has decided to absorb the cost so it is not passed along to our customers.
That's very generous, Michael.
I don't know if it was generosity or just plain defiance. The only thing I know for sure is that I've never been more proud to be Canadian.
Spence.
Wow!
In Vancouver on Burrard off Robson and in Langley at 200th Street in the Langley Bypass.
At White Spot, we're proud to be BC's spot to celebrate Dad and his epic stories. There's no better place for Dad to gather the family for some great food and a nostalgic tale. Like when Dad rocked the mullet and shredded the streets on his BMX. Or how he got the high score at the local arcade. How about when he master swapping CDs in his Discman without leaving a single scratch? And yes, no one wore the matching family tracksuit quite like that. We hear you, Dad. You're legendary. White Spot. We'll see you soon.
Good morning. I'm Erin Davis with Lou 103.5 Traffic. Well, it's been a pretty good start to the day. We do have a couple of ongoing issues. And we've got extra volume this morning northbound on the Alex Fraser as well. The problems are a crash in Surrey, 64th westbound at 152nd, down to one lane. A crash in Burnaby, Highway 1 westbound after Willingdon, right lane is blocked. And a crash in Abbotsford, George Ferguson Way and Gladwin Road. Now until Wednesday, visit Shoppers Drug Mart for the bonus redemption event and get more for your points. Offer valid in-store and online. Weather is brought to you by, it's brought to you by Lotto Max. One moment, please, and I'll tell you about everything you need to know about Lotto Max. Lotto Max has draws on Tuesdays and Friday. Buy in-store or online, dream to the max with Lotto Max, 19 plus to play. We've got sunshine ahead today. It's going to be another gorgeous day. The high will be about 18, right now 14 degrees.
It's on Saturday night, but we like to pretend it is and do Would You Rathers on a Wednesday morning. You can follow along on our Instagram stories and you can weigh in via text 103535. This is a strange one, but let's get into it. Would you rather have a partner that dirty talks like a pirate? An angry, I don't know what kind of pirate that is. Or Fozzie Bear.
Waka waka.
Dirty talks like a pirate or Fozzie Bear.
I like how you think pirates are just a jovial bunch.
Well, I don't know. I'm just like, arr, matey. That one just sounded like he was being impaled.
Yeah, come over and let me kiss you.
All right, you like that? You like when I do that?
I'll take Fozzie Bear. Thank you very much. Yeah. Regardless of how the pirate sounds, yeah. Pirate talk is annoying. I'll take Fozzie Bear.
Aaron?
Oh, boy. I think I'm going to go pirate just because Fozzie's cute. Mm-hmm. And that just...
I think you can make a Waka 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 pretty sexy.
I don't know. Yeah. He's too cute. He's too cute.
But
I'd love him.
I think it's not the thing is the, you know, whether it be the pirate or it's Fozzie, you're not just saying the things that they would say. You're also sounding like they would sound.
Exactly.
So with like... It's a waka waka. So like you just have to be prepared for your romantic time is a waka waka.
Well, yeah. Or so you're going with the ahoy matey, the angry pirates. Pirates are not like your friends. They're pirates.
Some of them are okay.
I don't know. If you were to believe the covers of the period romances, you know, when they're wearing their, you know, piratey shirts and they're, you know, they've got a cold exterior, a hard exterior, but full of emotion on the inside.
Yeah, not sure.
We've all seen Pirates of the Caribbean. They were misunderstood.
Dirty. So dirty. Like, and not in a good dirty. I just felt like,
really,
just like I needed a shower.
Yeah. All
You're
kinds
going
of
with
dirty.
The stuffy?
No, he's not a stuffy. He's a real person, Fozzie Bear. Waka, waka, waka.
All right.
The votes are, well, this is, it's, people are leaning pirate, but it's not a blowaway on our Instagram voting. 57% say pirate, 43% going with Fozzie Bear.
All right. Okay. So relatively close. Let's see how close this one is. Would you rather find out that your partner has a secret puppet collection or that they've secretly written fan fiction about a celebrity, and it's extensive fan fiction?
We're really on to the puppet questions today.
Sorry.
It's okay. I love it.
They've got a secret puppet collection or they've written extensive secret fan fiction.
I'll go with the fan fiction because it's not... It's going to take up less space,
exactly.
I'm assuming, than the puppet collection
exactly.
is going to. Yeah.
Well, if it's a secret puppet collection, you've stumbled upon it. It's probably in the attic.
Where you should be storing other things.
What, like Christmas decorations?
Yes.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Yes.
You can throw some puppets up
there.
But
the fan fiction's just going to be in a book. Like, it's not, it also was, yes, or a computer.
Yeah.
It tucked away. I will go with the fan fiction.
It's so weird.
But it feels like Nat would rather have the puppets in her.
No, I'm not, I can't decide on this one because I find them both off-putting.
Yeah.
Like, but at the same time, fan fiction has turned into money, you know, for some people. Like, what's her name? The woman that wrote the 50 Shades of Grey. That was fan fiction based on Twilight.
E.L. Stein, was that her name?
Something like E.L. James.
Oh my God, you guys.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Yeah, so there have been cases where fan fiction can actually make money. So if your partner's fan fiction was good enough.
It's a creative endeavor.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No, it's so, I was just going to say, it's so weird, Drew, because something about the space thing really also clicked for me. Like, there's something about knowing the puppets are up in the attic and at least the fan fiction's on the computer.
Even if you don't see the puppets, you now know they're there.
Yeah.
60% of those voting on our Instagram would rather deal with the fan fiction. I don't think it's as embarrassing as you think it's embarrassing, the fan fiction. You're just writing. It's a creative experience. The puppets, I mean, everybody's into what they're into. But the puppets, little
different. I don't know. A good puppet show has also been successful.
Would you rather? Would you rather? Would you rather?
You can vote in all of our different Would You Rathers. Just check out the Nat and Drew Show Instagram and click on our latest stories to vote.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy. Lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe. But she knows she can fly away. She's just a girl, but she's on fire.
Good morning. I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. It's brought to you by Lotto Max. The next jackpot is $10 million. Dream to the max with Lotto Max, 19 plus to play. Well, we've had a good morning here. A couple busy spots, including the Alex Fraser northbound, and that's due to some earlier issues. But as well, we have some volume westbound on the Port Man. It looks like we've cleared a couple of problems. We have crews on the scene of that crash in Surrey, 64th westbound at 152nd, and looking to clear in Maple Ridge, a crash Dewdney Trunk Road westbound after 207. Now until Wednesday, visit Shoppers Drug Mart for the bonus redemption event and get more for your points. Offer valid in-store and online. We've got sunshine ahead today. It's going to be a beauty. The high will be 22 at the water. Right now, 13 degrees.
Move 103.5's what you need to know. Here's Erin Davis.
The Bank of Canada keeping its key interest rate on hold at 2.75% as the United States trade dispute continues to cloud the economic outlook in our country. Meantime, tariffs on imports of steel and aluminum to the U.S. have increased to 50% today. U.S. President Donald Trump followed through on his plan to double the duties after saying it was necessary to protect national security and industries in his country. Prime Minister Mark Carney says the tariffs are unlawful and unjustified. Vancouver City Council made a sudden decision yesterday to host a Lapu Lapu Day Memorial event at Rogers Arena this month. However, following Council's unanimous decision to support the event, Filipino BC said that while they have been informed there would be a large-scale event in June, no impacted families have been consulted. The Oilers host the Panthers in Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals tonight, and researchers in Spain are looking for daily wine drinkers. They need 10,000 of them to drink daily for 4 years. It's all part of a study on the impact of wine on health.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 103.5, and iHeart Radio Station.
Real friends, real fun.
Nat and Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
We have got Shawn Mendes tickets to give away. He's coming to town in October, and you can win tickets before they actually even go on sale.
Just be caller 25 here in a few moments. Also, have you noticed how filming workouts at the gym has become a thing? I wound up co-starring in somebody's video yesterday.
Oh, lucky you.
I'll tell you about that in just a few, but first it's Pink Pony Club in Chapel Rhone.